We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New York sports fans, or is it a good morning? I'm sure we're going to get a lot of complaining tonight. It's okay. I'm ready for it. I'm Danielle McCartan. McCartan after midnight. I'll be talking all things New York sports with you till 6 a.m. on this early Sunday morning or late Saturday night if you're out and about in the city that never sleeps, or maybe you're working on a weekend like usual. We are too. Nick is with me tonight. We're coming to you live from the Mike Francesa studio here in Lower Manhattan. You guys know the number, 877-337-6666, and let's load them up with your best takes and your best content only, please. Special guests, yes, plural, for you tonight. Coming up in the 3 a.m. hour will be the first female NFL scout who just happened to be hired by our New York Jets years ago, Connie Carbert. We're going to explore Jets draft strategy, which is so entirely different this week than it was last week, as you know, the trade of Sam Darnold, which we'll get into momentarily. And then in the 4 a.m. hour will be four-time World Series champion Jeff Nelson. So Saturday afternoon, I had the split screen going on my TV beginning at 1:10, technically, p.m. Yankee game on the left, Met game on the right. In the game that ended first, the Marlins dominated the Mets on DeGromination Day. 3-0. But DeGrom taking the L after his team being shut out, it's not anything new. And then the Yankees played completely uninspired baseball under the dome at the Trop, getting shut out by the Rays 4-0. Not one single run was scored by a New York baseball team. In fact, both combined were outscored Saturday afternoon single-handedly by the right leg of Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. Women's National Team. That team, by the way, tied the always tough Sweden 1-1 in an international friendly match. So let's take the New York Mets first. Some adjectives that come to mind when I think of the Mets' Saturday night afternoon loss to the Miami Marlins. Well, Carrie Underwood's got the first one for you. Wasted. To that, I'd add ruined, spoiled, frustrating, embarrassing. Jacob DeGrom, who after the game said, this is a quote, he said, it's a team effort. We had a tough matchup today. We just got beat. He has to have reached a boiling point over how poorly this team has performed when he takes the ball as a starter. Almost every reporter after the game was certainly trying to get him to bite, certainly trying to get him to use the word frustrated or disappointed, and he didn't. But before he went to sleep Saturday night, did he ask him the same question that you just heard Carrie Underwood ask you? Am I letting all these years go by wasted? Last week, we talked about how the two parties engaged in preliminary extension talks during spring training, but not a lot of progress was made. Remember, DeGrom has an opt-out under the current deal after the 2022 season. At this rate, If I were him, I'd absolutely consider opting out. If I were him, consider it. What this team has put up in support of him has been just flat out embarrassing. In his two starts this season alone, he's got 14 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts, and a .64 ERA. Two walks. The Mets, 0-2 in those starts. So let's look at the strikeouts first. Those 21 strikeouts are tied for second in the league with, guess who? Gerrit Cole. Don't look it up. Shane Bieber leads the league. I checked after the Mets game ended, by the way. So that could have been, you know, any later games that could have factored in. But Shane Bieber, when I checked, led the league. DeGrom and Cole tied for second in strikeouts. Next, let's look at his ERA. Look at the guys that have pitched in more than 10 innings so far this season. DeGrom's 0.64 ERA is only behind two pitchers. Lance Lynn, who pitched a no-hitter for the White Sox this week, and Joe Musgrove, who pitched a no-hitter for the Padres this week. That's it. Both of those guys' teams won their games for them. Just saying. And now contrast that to what the Mets offense has done, these are major air quotes here, in support of Jacob DeGrom. Over his first two starts, they're in games that Jacob DeGrom has started, the Mets are 4-17 with runners in scoring position, and they've left 14 base runners stranded. And this isn't a new thing. This is an ongoing issue year after year. Run support is one thing, but how about some support from your own bullpen? After being taken out in his first start entirely too early, his bullpen completely imploded for him. Again, not a new storyline, unfortunately, for him. And I'm not suggesting that DeGrom jump ship right now on April 11th, 2021. But I can't rule out that he's not thinking of that opt-out option. Wouldn't you be? Especially if the Mets failed to make the postseason this year again? You're the most dominant pitcher in all of baseball. What would you do? Who in your 185 career starts, who have allowed zero or one run 87 times in your career, stick around? Would you stick around? I guess it all boils down to whether or not you're a player that is after the money or after a World Series ring. Because right now, DeGrom's 2021 Mets are only offering him one of those two things. And one more thing. Conforto leaning into that walk-off walk pales in comparison to what the Marlins did to the Mets in the fourth inning of that same game. Did you catch it? I'll tell you about it if you didn't. This is in the same game earlier on. Fourth inning. Dom Smith gets aboard with the single. He bends over to take off his shin guard. And Jesus Aguilar, the Miami Marlins first baseman, literally pickpockets a card out of his back pocket. You'd have to think that was a card showing the defensive alignments, the Marlins hitters' tendencies, etc. And neither Smith nor the first base coach seemed to notice. That's not gamesmanship like Conforto's lean-in. That's straight-up cheating. And as for the Yankees, the story is not much different than that of the Mets. She's a flatliner. Oh. Cole Swindell, Dierks Bentley, captured perfectly in one word. Flatliner. Did you see the shots of the Yankees dugout Saturday afternoon? Can the team doctor check those players for a pulse? The faces match the always dreary atmosphere at the Trop. It's like they didn't even want to be there. And while we're at it, let me add to the word flatliner, pathetic, ridiculous, stubborn, sputtering. If you listen to Aaron Boone's post-game press conferences, you'd think that the team is alone atop the standings. Today, in a game where his team posted exactly zero runs, two defensive errors, and a batting average with runners in scoring position of exactly zero, 0-for-4 with six stranded base runners. Boone said, this is a quote, "I thought we did a lot of great things today." What? So great that you optioned your starting pitcher from the day, Domingo Germán, to the alternate site? That was great, right? Is Boone going anywhere? No. By everyone in that front office saying decisions are made collaboratively, theoretically there isn't one single point person that's going to take the blame. Maybe that rosy perspective, which I think he might say it, or an iteration of it after every single game, is the reason why he hasn't seemed to want to make any changes to the pitiful lineup that he marches out there each and every day. Aaron Boone needs a reality check. His team has scored only 11 runs in 8 games. This Yankee potent lineup, right? The most glaring abomination is, I still, 1 week later, for the life of me, cannot figure out why Aaron Hicks is still batting third in this lineup. He is 4-for-27. 148. Sure, he ran into one the other day. That was inevitable. But that 148 incorporates that. Hicks has 11 strikeouts. And for perspective, the major league leader, Miguel Sano, has 15. Hicks, 11. And to think that this guy is sandwiched at times between hitters like Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton? Why can't you get the job done? Or is it because those guys in those particular spots in the lineup don't strike fear into opposing pitchers anymore? Brett Gardner, in his post-game press conference, unlike his manager, brought a perspective of reality. He said, that's something I always try to stress to those guys in the room. These games are just as important as those games in September. Especially having already lost the series to the defending AL champion Tampa Bay Rays, did the Yankees win later today? I think yes. With Montgomery on the mound and a potentially gassed Rays bullpen, which had to eat up many innings Saturday after Chris Archer left with a forearm injury. However, which hitters will be in the lineup? Will Aaron Judge be in the lineup after playing Saturday afternoon's game? Back-to-back? What's the deal with him and this ridiculousness about his hesitancy to play on turf? How about a little transparency from the manager regarding this situation? Or not even the manager, how about from the player? Here's a timeline of what Aaron Boone's comments regarding the situation with Judge, who did not go for tests on his generally sore left side, the same left side, the same left oblique that sidelined him for 62 games in 2019. March 29th, these are all quotes. He's under the weather a little. This is from Boone about Judge. April 5th, I'm just getting him off his feet while I can. April 6th, there is nothing specific that Aaron Judge is dealing with. April 7th, he's dealing with general soreness on his side. Then April 9th, which was Friday, Judge threw and took batting practice before the game. And when Boone was asked after the game, point blank, if Judge was injured, he couldn't answer the question. Either he's injured or he's not. April 10th, Saturday, Judge starts in right field. So maybe he's not injured? How about April 11th? Is he going to play in the game? The question on all Yankees fans' minds, is this a guy, Aaron Judge, that you feel completely comfortable with offering a brand new, very expensive contract? He's got next year as an arbitration year. And then he's going to become an unrestricted free agent. What I would suggest on Judge, the jury is still out. And so the New York Jets and Joe Douglas made the hardest decision. She's been good to me, and she deserves better than me. It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do, to look you in the eye and tell you I don't love you. So the Jets, they've made up their minds, and there is no turning back. He deserved better than that. That song from a bunch of Cincinnati natives, 98 Degrees, my first concert ever, by the way, PNC Bank Art Center. So I'm sitting there in Cincinnati, eating outside, some really good fried chicken and macaroni and cheese, soaking in the warm sunlight, and I get this notification on my phone that interrupted my serenity. The New York Jets are trading quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for a 2021 sixth-round pick and a second and fourth-round pick in 2022. Don't forget, in 2018, the Jets traded up to get him, sending the Indianapolis Colts the number 6 overall pick and 2 second-round picks for 2018 and a 2019 second-round pick. Now that I've thought about the return haul for him, considering they were going to get only a third-round compensatory draft pick for him in 2023 if they let him go in free agency, I do like the package that they got back for him, mostly because it includes a second-rounder. My immediate reaction was a tinge of sadness, to be honest. You guys all know that I wanted the Jets to stick with Sam, and you also know that I wasn't alone in that line of thought. amid all of that losing, with the worst head coach known to mankind, Sam Darnold stood up at that podium and answered reporters' questions day in and day out. He kept his weekly spot with that other station in town until, I assume, both they and the team mutually agreed to end it. What was the point of putting the kid on trial every week? He was a good soldier through and through, where he could have, at any juncture, really let his feelings be known, whether directly or through implications at the podium. Also, it's almost been a week. Besides the video of his friends throwing him that surprise party that circulated around the internet, he still hasn't said anything negative about the team. Sam Darnold, a class act. So anyway, that day I finished up my lunch real quick. I ran up to my hotel room to turn on the NFL Network to see Joe Douglas' press conference. The one thing that struck me from it was the fact that the Jets had he mentioned that if the Jets had had the 12th or the 13th overall pick, they probably would have stuck with him. Darnold's going to do just fine with the Panthers, with the added layer of irony that he'll be reunited with Robbie Anderson and have a stout running game for once, led by Christian McCaffrey, and be coached by the guy that the Jets passed over, Matt Rhule, to hire Adam Guru, who ruined Sam the minute he walked through the front door. He also said, Joe Douglas, that keeping both would be both unfair to Darnold and the rookie quarterback, something we've also talked about on here. That was never going to be in the cards. So Douglas and company ultimately decided to move on, likely for these reasons, as we've talked about, probably one, to reset the quarterback play clock, the quarterback pay clock. Two, it's a new system with a new head coach and a new offensive coordinator anyway for whoever was going to be the quarterback. And Darnold, including his senior year of college, would have been learning his fourth system in 5 years. And probably the third reason why was Darnold, in his three full seasons with the Jets, experienced more turnover than most players in the entire same time frame. Darnold had had two head coaches, two GMs, and guess what? Two different uniforms. What are the chances that all three of those three things change in 3 years? And with that, the Jets are the first team since 1967 to select two quarterbacks in the top three overall picks in a four-year span. So here we are, accepting the Robert Saleh, Mike LaFleur, and Zach Wilson era of New York Jets football. One thing I did see was that Pro Football Focus graded the draft-eligible college quarterbacks on throws past their first read since 2019. Best of the bunch was Justin Fields with a grade of 90.6. 5/10 of a point behind him was Zach Wilson. Trevor Lawrence, you ask? Well, they graded him a 78.6. Good for 7th. Well, that's a good sign for Wilson, that he's able to find guys beyond his first read. I just hope that he could stay upright enough to make that read. Wilson also did impress me at his pro day, but again, it's without a defense in his face. And also, did you guys catch the Saturday night massacre of the Brooklyn Nets at the hands of the LA Lakers, which I think will be the matchup in the NBA Finals? Brutal. And before we hit the break to get to your phone calls, a quick shout out to a user by the name of Swamp Dragon, who won my WFAN listener NCAA Women's Bracket Challenge. He picked at an incredible 98.8% clip. So congrats to him or her. And thank you to over 45 people that participated. We will do it next year for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.